This program is made possible by BibleWayMedia.org, overseen by the Ooligah Church of Christ in Ooligah, Oklahoma. Thank you for listening.
Sometimes I am asked, are you a Church of Christ preacher? My answer has always been, no, I am a gospel preacher. I do not preach the Church of Christ, I preach the gospel of Christ. However, let me point out that the Apostle Paul preached the gospel of Christ, 1 Corinthians chapter 15 and verse 1, and that his preaching did result in churches of Christ, Romans chapter 16 and verse 16. At other times I'm asked, what are you religiously? My answer is always, I am simply a Christian. Oftentimes the question follows, what kind of Christian are you? Just a Christian. That was the name that the early disciples wore. Acts chapter 11 verse 26 says, and the disciples were called Christians first in Antioch. When Paul spoke to King Agrippa in Acts chapter 26, Agrippa's response was, almost thou persuadest me to be a Christian, in verse 28. Friends, have you not read what Peter wrote in 1 Peter chapter 4 and verse 16? Yet if any man suffer as a Christian, let him not be ashamed, but let him glorify God on this behalf. Now, if the name Christian was good enough for those members of the church in the first century, it ought to be good enough for us today. They were simply Christians. There was no other kind. That is what we seek to be, simply Christians. The New Testament knows no other kind. Sometimes I am asked, you Church of Christers think you're the only ones going to heaven, don't you? I look at this as more of an accusation than a question, and I regard it as a loaded question. The questioner is seeking to put the questioned between a rock and a hard place. My answer to this loaded question is, Jesus told us plainly who is going to heaven. Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name, and in thy name have cast out devils, and in thy name have done many wonderful works? And then will I profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity. Matthew chapter 7, verses 21 through 23. Friends, this is too important to argue about. I will not argue with you about it. But each of us should read and study and understand what the will of God is. Once we have done that, we need to be busy doing God's will. Are you? Some men ask me, what religious title do you wear? My answer is simply, I do not wear any religious title of any kind. I am not Pastor Dickerson. I am not Bishop Dickerson. I am not a vicar. I am not an archbishop or a cardinal. I do not call myself father. I do not and will not wear the title reverend, right, left, or otherwise. Psalm 111, verse 9, in speaking of God, says, he sent redemption unto his people. He hath commanded his covenant forever. Holy and reverend is his name. The term reverend means worthy of reverence, deserving to be revered, according to Webster's New World College Dictionary. God's name is reverend, worthy of reverence, deserving to be revered. God himself is worthy of reverence. He is deserving to be revered. But who is man to usurp such a term that is applied in the Scriptures only to God himself? Listen to Jesus' statement in Matthew chapter 23 and verse 9. And call no man your father upon the earth, for one is your Father which is in heaven. Jesus is not forbidding us to call our male parent our father. He is telling us not to use religious titles that elevate one man above another. We should remember that the greatest among Christians is the one who serves, Matthew chapter 23, verse 11, not the one who sets himself apart from others by using religious titles which are neither authorized or scriptural. Friends, we plead with you to prove all things, hold fast that which is good, 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 21. May we all learn to do Bible things in Bible ways and to seek to call Bible things by Bible names.
Thank you for listening today. We hope you enjoyed this program. You can find out more about Bible Way Media by visiting us at BibleWayMedia.org. You can also find us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. We thank you for listening.